time and women's congratulations. The Sandown centred off Kookaburras to get the ball to cup. It's hard to win. It was very, very close, but you guys came together beautifully against a side that had all that preparation going to Japan and having all those games.
Yeah, I think we did quite well with what we have a training run this morning of about an hour with about, you know, dozen to 15 blokes. And I just think the boys come out there today and put it all in the park and just show that Central North play some good grind in rugby, and, you know, our mistakes were minimal, I thought, and that kept us in the game.
I think the great thing about it is it gives you a great base to go to the Mid-North Coast in a couple of weeks' time and then go to the country championships.
Oh, I agree. Listen, we've got a good chance this year. We're sitting in third. I think we've got a big game straight up against Newcastle Hunter. Last year we went down at Armidale by, I think, only 10 points, and really we're in it the whole way. Now this year, you know, I'd like to get a few blokes that aren't here today into the team and give it one good nudge, because we haven't brought home a, you know, country championship shield for a while.
Well, ironically, it was on this ground in 2001 in Moree, but great to have that experienced campaigner there in Moods guiding everything around and pulling the strings. He just does a great job, Andrew Moody, and seems to be timeless.
Oh, it was, and you know, when we've played together for a fair while, as we have, because we're both, you know, a fair bit older than some of the younger blokes, it makes it easy, and the younger blokes just sort of gel around the outside, and, you know, you just need a few old heads up front and, you know, a few people to guide the team around the park, and it works well.
Of course, warmest congratulations to yourself. Not only were you the captain of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos last year, and while we've got Mick Jamieson about, we might sort him out because of what he did last year in Toowoomba as well. Tell us of your experiences of being part of the Cockatoos last year and leading the team.
It was a first, and I can tell you what, it was a great honour to do it. I was very humble when they asked me to. Must be because of my age, or anyway, it was a great feeling to lead the Cockatoos team around, and you know, it's just a good feeling to lead the Central North team out as well.
A bit disappointing with the game against Subbies. They shoved it onto a backfield, because I think that game deserves a little bit more. It should have been a curtain raiser for a test or a Super Rugby game, and you know, that's the real grassroots of the game, is Subbies up against the Cockatoos, and they've got to be looked after because it's the biggest representative amateur game in town.
Completely agree, and I know a number of our players, including myself, you know, you get the opportunity to play in the big field, you know, you go to the big stadium before the Super 17 game or whatever, and you know, you want to get out there and have a run around and, you know, see what it's like.
Of course, Walker, very, very close to the prize in the last couple of years, but sharpening our teeth for another big lash there at Captain Cook Oval to bring home the first premiership. Heartbreak, of course, you weren't there in 2012, but oh, you were, sorry. Yeah, opportunities are there as the team has progressively got better and better, and under this top six you'll get a really good last year this year.
Yeah, I think so. I think for Walker itself, we're a small town, and you know, what we've been trying to do is build on getting our two grades. You know, to go all the way, you've got to have two grades and you've got to have depth. So hopefully this year we'll have two grades and we'll be competitive, and you know, when you're competitive and you know, you're putting it to the bigger towns and that, you get a few people through the gate, which is what it's all about.
Yeah. Finally, how's the real estate game going there, and selling things off the rack, man? And why should we go to Walker to live or have a holiday? The mountains are sensational. And also, of course, Paino's wife has a reasonably sort of good gallery and coffee house on the go as well.
Correct. They do. They have a very good business there. But no, it's a lovely little town to live in. It's green. It's got a good climate. You get to snuggle up next to the fire in the wintertime. What more do you want?
Thanks for your time, Simon. Of course, fantastic to see you not only as captain of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos, but also now helping yourself to the Border Cup here in Moree. And yes, the Sandown Central North Kookaburras have won the trophy, and hopefully we'll keep it for a while.